You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For well over 30 years now, a prominent Democratic pollster has wanted to know what makes the voters of Macomb County tick. In 1985, Stanley Greenberg, known for being part of Bill Clinton's war room during a 1992 presidential campaign, conducted a now classic study of Reagan Democrats, the white voters, mostly auto workers, who went for John Kennedy by 63% in 1960, and then Ronald Reagan by 66% in 1984. Stan Greenberg is still studying Macomb voters. Now it's the ones who twice voted for Barack Obama and then helped give Donald Trump a win. He studied them in early 2017 and then went back in March for more focus groups, trying to see what else he could learn from these Obama-Trump voters. His report for Democracy Corps is titled Macomb and America's New Political Moment. Stan Greenberg, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been studying these voters, these white working class voters in Macomb County for over three decades now. Why do they warrant such close examination?
Obviously, if you look at what happened in the 2016 election, you can see that they gave Donald Trump his margin in Michigan. The victory for me was that came out of that that original research, which says respect these voters. There's reasons why they hold these views. They've actually feel betrayed by the Democrats. They don't like the Republicans very much. They don't like these NAFTA and trade deals and other things that have hurt working people and outsourcing. And but respect them. They have reasons why they are holding these views. What I found with Bill Clinton is that he was able to reach those voters and, ultimately carried them, in his second election. Barack Obama really spoke to them directly, and was able to win them twice. And I actually wrote a, New York Times piece with a headline that I'm not going back, because Oakland County gave a bigger, bigger majority, to Obama and the Democrats, and that this was the new world. But what I think what happened with Bernie Sanders and what happened with Trump, I think they felt not respected, not listened to. The Clinton campaign walked away from them. I mean, it really did show how vulnerable, Democrats were in the sense that they didn't really build the bond very strongly.
In 1 year into the Trump presidency, what are these people saying about their support of Donald Trump?
Well, the men just seem confirmed in their view, and the quantitative data nationally confirms that they're 2-to-1, white working class men are voting for Trump or Democrats. Republicans in the after election, but they're affirmed by the economy strong. He's a businessman who said he would straight a strong economy. They feel like they're in a civil war in their own family, and they now have the evidence that was a good vote, the right vote. The women are much more conflicted, and they are, I think, much more up for grabs. Again, there's a civil war going on in their family too. They don't trust the millennials, but they don't want to be second guessed on whether it was the right vote.
What are they most conflicted about?
What they're most conflicted about is whether he's really delivering for working people, and they're upset about healthcare costs. Healthcare is is particularly powerful, important. It was a big part of the reason they voted it against, not because of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act itself, but because what they saw as these huge, costs that they were having to deal with, face a penalty if they didn't do it. But what they didn't want was, changes that were going to, spike up healthcare costs, which is what's happening right now. And so they're very upset about that. They're very upset about, he assured them that he was not going to touch Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And that's precisely what's, happening now, that's on the block and has been on the block since they came into power. It's more about the things that he's doing that make it much harder, particularly for working women.
Stan Greenberg, you also did focus groups with African-American women in Detroit and college-educated women in Southfield, largely people resisting
yep.
Trump. They don't support him. But I found it fascinating that both sides talk about, you say, a virtual civil war, using much the same language to talk about their worries.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is like a unique moment. Both sides feel the country is divided. They don't, there's lack of respect on both sides. They don't respect the vote the people are casting. Look, if we put Trump voters and Clinton voters in the same focus group, Right now, Clinton voters have become much more aggressive. At the outset, it was the Trump voters who were more self-confident. Now the Clinton voters are, and they're just as likely to, you know, to be rude, you know, to listen to what someone's saying and say, now I see the face of those ugly, you know, points of view that I'm seeing, you know, on TV or hearing on the radio. People are very conscious of how divided we are and how much conflict there is in the country that's been produced by this election.
Republicans are certainly hoping the Trump tax cut will give them something strong to run on in the fall with the midterms. What does your research say about that?
Our research is very powerful on this and how wrong-headed that is. People know, and in these groups, you know, people, you know, say the economy's strong in a macro sense, is getting better. They think they know there are more jobs out there. But that hasn't touched, you know, in our data. Overwhelmingly, people say prices can't keep, you know, their wages don't, you know, keep up with prices. And the thing that angers them the most is that, you know, the rise in health care costs, which wipes out any potential gain from a tax cut. But more importantly, they know it's a tax cut mainly for the top 1%. And they do believe those big deficit increases mean that they're going to be on the, you know, on the chopping block. It's going to be Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They can't invest in education. You know, they're watching what's happened in the states when you had, you know, similar kinds of tax cuts for corporations and the rich. And they're very suspicious. The moment you give them any facts about it, it confirms, you know, what they believe.
As you write in your report, you can see Trump supporter morale dropping when they see the facts on the tax break. You also write in your report, Stan Gruber, you were particularly struck by comments you heard from people about gun violence and kids. What really jumped out at you?
Yeah, that was a change in, you know, what we've seen before. We do know that in working class families, that there's a breakdown of the family. There's, you know, more and more people that are, you know, they're unmarried. It's actually more stable with college graduates, but working class families, the family's in a lot of trouble. You know, and obviously they are, you know, very conscious of kids being raised on their own or raised by a single parent. They're worried about a young man, you know, some young boy, you know, who's going to do something violent. And I think it's very real. They're warning their kids, be careful. Look where the exit sign is. Make sure you're watching out for this. And it was brought up, you know, on their own at the outset, which is the first time that's ever happened to us, kind of when the family and guns, you know, came up. And they were very explicit. Republicans ought to be doing something about it.
What do you think your research means for both parties? You know, what should they take away? What do they need to change?
Well, look, this is a divided country. People hate this divisiveness. And so that's kind of the starting point, because there is actually a commonality, common conclusion about what's happened with the new politics that's emerged with the Republican takeover in Washington. But above all, they want the government ransacked for the top 1%, because they think it's a corrupt deal right now. I mean, that includes a lot of Trump voters. And what they worry about is that's going to threaten the future. And for, you know, the future means investments in education. It means protecting retirement security. They're worried that a lot of bad things are going to happen very quickly, you know, that we end up paying for in the long run.
Longtime Democratic pollster and strategist Stan Greenberg, who studied voters in Macomb County, also in Detroit and in Southfield, for his report, Macomb and America's New Political Moment. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Stan.
Thanks for having me.